Somalia has been on active war on Al-Shabaab for over 15 years now. So this kind of operation is nothing new, first of all. And then if you remember, after the attack of Hotel Hayat in Mogadishu in August last year, Somali president announced the security operation on Al-Shabaab, the militant group. But 1 year later, there are no major significant step forward against Al-Shabaab, and he has been in central Somalia for 2 months conducting the operation, is only to return back to the capital with more than 10 towns and villages withdrawn by security forces. And there have been massive attacks by Al-Shabaab on government security camps in central and southern parts of the country. So this has been one thing that a lot of security analysts have been describing: one step forward, two step backward.
He says that the focus now is to eliminate the residual of Al-Shabaab, but he thinks that this is being made difficult by the current, what he called, deadly flooding.
The current deadly flooding is a setback for the humanitarian wise and livelihood of the citizens. That's reality, and it has also affected this ongoing security operations. But in reality, that's not the major issue now. The major issue in Somalia is the country is fragmented, divisionist. The northeastern region, Puntland, is struggling with political violence because of the delayed elections. Puntland and Mogadishu are not at good terms. This has also affected the security operation. Mahmoud and his leadership, that is why the Somali people are not trusting his system. And in addition to that, Somali security forces are fragmented, divided in clan-wise. And what I think is more important now, if any, is to reconcile Somalis and to work on corruption-free. That will also lead to the way to rebuilding the Somali army, which can form a united army. That is, I think, what Somalia needs.
What do you think the president means about encouraging dialogue? Is the government open to dialogue with Al-Shabaab?
I think he's referring to ongoing long-time rumors which state that there might be Qatar-brokered negotiations between Somalia and Al-Shabaab, and quite sometime with the involvement of major Western countries. That could be something that he is mentioning.